I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The harried commuters of Washington, D.C. are being treated each day to the Washington Express, a free paper put out by the publishers of the Washington Post. Well, treated may be too strong. Slate's Jack Schaefer says, in his opinion, subjected is more like it. Jack spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
What's it like for a commuter in Washington, D.C.? He opens the pages or looks at the cover. What's he see and what kind of news does he get?
Essentially, because this paper is produced for a 9 p.m. press time the night before, he's basically reading all the stale news from yesterday.
But given the extra time they have to work with, do they come up with some bang-up copy?
No, they don't. They're ripping all the stories straight off of the AP wire. And then what they're doing is editing them down to very concise, short pieces. I mean, this is a newspaper that makes USA Today look wordy.
So I don't get it. What's their formula? What are they going for here?
It's a sort of preemptive strike. There's a company called Metro International, which publishes these free dailies in about 22 cities around the world, including Philadelphia and Boston. And I think mostly the Post wanted to get in there, block Metro from coming into Washington, D.C. The second thing is that the Washington Post is steadily losing circulation, about 1% a year. And with a paper like the Express, the Washington Post hopes to get young people into the habit of reading a newspaper or back into the habit if they've fallen out of it.
You mentioned Philadelphia and Boston with this outside company, Metro. But if you look at the history of actual papers that exist now that try to have a Gen Y paper or sometimes an afternoon paper or a shorter, more tabloid version of their paper, the New York Daily News tried it and they failed. The two Chicago papers each have an edition called the Red Eye and the Red Streak, and they're losing a lot of money every year. So is the lesson that if there is an established paper, it's not going to do well if it tries to give out this free or almost free Gen Y version of itself? It has to be some outside company doing this?
I don't know if that's the lesson. You know, the reading of a newspaper is a habit. I think that the habit has been lost. I can't imagine any way that the newspaper companies are going to be able to bait this audience with a product that's going to bring them back in the numbers that they hope to bring them back.
When people who make the papers look at the statistics of how few young people are reading it compared to 20 or 30 years ago, are they convinced that this audience will just never read a paper, or are they convinced that when the 20-year-olds turn 30, they'll start picking up the habit of reading a newspaper?
That used to be the theory, that eventually when you buy a house, you get married, you settle down and sort of have kids, then you get back into the newspaper experience. That was sort of the truism of 10 years ago, but it's not really operating today. Basically, what I think Express is, it's an advertising solution for the Washington Post. It's not an editorial solution. When you look at this newspaper, you say, yick, these stories are so bad, I can't imagine myself reading them.
It doesn't seem particularly well thought out. It doesn't seem particularly well executed. So they say they're trying to get young by being snappier, but are they doing anything that would actually hook a younger reader?
So far, I don't think so. The problem that they have is that almost by the blueprint of this newspaper, by design, it's supposed to be mediocre. It's not supposed to be that good. If it were really good, then people who pay for the Washington Post might start giving up the Washington Post and pick up this free newspaper. So it has to be slightly rancid, but it can't be so rancid that no one will pick it up.
Jack Schaefer writes the Press Box column for Slate. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
And thanks to Day Today's Mike Pesca for that interview. And you're listening to Day Today from NPR News in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick.